This is Dr. Ali Dedicating History Physical, patient name Jenkin, J-E-N-K-I-N-S, Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, date of birth 2-1-1943, place Future Care Charles Village, is a history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 80-year-old female. She was admitted to Midtown Campus Hospital on September 14, she was admitted to the Midtown Campus Hospital on to the IMC level of care September the 14th because she has a hypertensive emergency after an episode of seizure. The patient was given Keppra, loading dose, transition to leucosamide. Patient was monitored closely. EEG was done that shows moderate voltage, theta and delta. Depakote level was 27, was low. As per neurology consultation, they said try to avoid trileptal as hyponatremia and switch to Keppra. As with previous agitation, Keppra was stopped by per neurology recommendation, leucosamide. Was given, did by total 5 dosages, and then they recommended continue Depakote 500 mg BID after discharge. Blood pressure medication adjusted, physical therapy done. Patient does have a change in mental status at presentation. As per chart review, trouble answering the question. He did have a recent admission for left cerebellar infarct and a new seizure disorder in June 2023. CT head was done, was negative for acute process, history of coronary artery disease. She was maintained on aspirin and Plavix and Lipitor. After stabilization, physical therapy done, and patient was sent to subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed, not giving any detailed answer, and but no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting. She's feeling weak and tired. Past medical history, seizure disorder. Next line, hypertension, next line CKD, next line coronary artery disease. COPD, cervical spine stenosis, left adrenal mass, DJD, hypertension, CVA, hyperlipidemia, major depression, periumbilical hernia, pulmonary hypertension, history of stress urinary incontinence, surgical history, bilateral total knee replacement, AGD, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, cataract surgery, allergies, penicillin, banana, citric acid, valsartan, medications upon discharge. D- Depakote 500 mg BID, losartan 25 mg daily, amlodipine 5 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg at night, carvedilol 25 mg BID, doxazosine, DOXA, ZOFA, and doxazine 1 mg BID, albuterol inhaler 2 puff Q 6 hour, Anuro, ANORO, ELLIPT, and Anuro Lipta, 1 puff daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, fluoxetine 10 mg daily, fluticasone 1 puff twice a day, inhaler, Taranav, PRN, she was taking at home, but upon discharge, they recommended. To stop Tylenol also. Review of system today, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, patient feeling weak, poor appetite, but no nausea, no vomiting, no wheezing at present, lying in the bed, feeling weak and tired. Endocrine nephrology, urinary discharge, genitourinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient awake, alert, lying in the bed, feeling sleepy. Blood pressure is 130 over 80. Pulse 80 per minute, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 97%, body weight 169.8 pounds. Head edema, cramophilic, eyes anesthetic, no ear nasal discharge. Neck supple, longevity, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral, no wheezing, diminished breath sound the bases, no rail, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender bulbs from positive extremities, trace edema, but there is no calf tenderness, neuro, she is awake, she is alert, but feeling weak and tired. Assessment, patient is admitted, recent hospitalization with the hypertensive, emergency, next line change in mental status, next line seizure disorder, next line coronary artery disease, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line history of recent CVA in June 2023, next line history of cervical spine stenosis, next line history of adrenal mass, next line history of coronary artery disease, history of PE in the past, periumbilical hernia, pulmonary hypertension, history of urinary incontinence, status incontinence, degenerative arthritis with the previous knee surgery. Plan of care will follow CBC, CMP, continue all her current medications, close monitoring for a neuro status, and care plan discuss with the nursing staff. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.